Good afternoon. Dictating a 6 minute walk test on Charles Simmons. This goes to Dr. Daniel Hall. On 12/21/22, Mr. Simmons performed the 6 minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%. Period after walking 279 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 95%. Period in paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ronald Solleveld, S-O-L-L-E-V-E-L-D. This goes to Dr. Vaughn and to Dr. Cortino. On 12/21/22, Mr. Solleveld performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75. Over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/23/22, there's been some improvement in forced vital capacity, but no significant change in airways obstruction, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing improvement in forced vital capacity only. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Crystal Smith. This goes to Dr. Varnum. On 12/21/22, Mr. Smith performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction. With improvement after bronchodilator, still leaving the patient with a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction, period. Optimal effort is questioned as evidenced by a very low peak flow rate, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/5/21, there's been deterioration, although optimal effort is questioned, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing progression or non-optimal effort, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Terry, T-E-R-I, Kaysen, C-A-I-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 12/21/22, Mrs. Kaysen performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. And there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on imaging FRAT, F-R-A-T-T. This goes to Dr. Hallaby. On 12/21/22, Mrs. FRAT performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/21/22, there's been marked improvement or improved effort, period. Next, next paragraph, impression, minimal restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction showing marked improvement, period. Next is a 6 minute walk test on patient Marie Bellamy. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 12/21/22, Mrs. Bellamy performed a 6 minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 137 meters, her saturation remained 95%, period. The patient is awaiting hip replacement and was unable to perform any better, period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Garrett Fields. This goes to Dr. Varnum. On 12/21/22, Mr. Fields performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. Forced vital capacity was severely impaired and was a severe impairment in flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/9/22, there's been no significant change. New paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on Garrett Fields. This goes to Dr. Varnum on 12/21/22. Mr. Fields performed a 6-minute walk test period prior to ambulating, a room saturation was 95%. Period, after walking 308 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 94%. Period, of paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.